All right. Good morning or afternoon, wherever you're at. But just some thoughts on all of this great controversy that has come up here, the sadness. I believe people died, obviously. But the folks that have died in Vegas, and it's really weird, and I titled it this way actually so people would click onto it and wonder, about some things. But it seems like every time something like this happens, the first thing that is done, the absolute first thing that is done, is that everybody automatically says that it's a false flag, it's crisis actors. And there's like 1,000 videos that go up in like 5 minutes on whether this is a crisis actor situation where everybody is, fake and not real and people don't really die. And, I mean, there's a difference in false flags, there's a difference in crisis actors and, all those other things. I don't know if people know the difference between those. There are differences between those, but one of the things that we see constantly over and over and over and over and over again is the first thing people say is, oh, crisis actors. Nobody really died. They just moved crisis actors. I mean, this is a concert, okay? This is a pretty televised, pretty big event. I know that you can use green screens and all kinds of crazy technology to do things, and I think they're going to do more of that in the future, and I get that. But this is pretty televised. I mean, pretty popular event. I mean, here's a country music singer. I mean, I've preached outside of his concerts before, so I know he's legit from that standpoint. I don't agree with him, but but what? People really died here. There's people hurting. There's people dead. All right. And the last thing they need to hear is somebody coming on and saying, hey, nobody died, you're all fake and nothing really happened and it's all crisis actors and this isn't real and all these other things. That's the last thing people that really are injured or did die or did lose their lives need to actually hear. There's always speculation like right away, that that's the case, and I think you got to be careful about doing all those things. I mean, honestly, we don't know the facts of everything. We think we know all of them. One thing I've seen about social media, one person just said they had family friends injured in this. I believe you. I mean, I'm not gonna, I believe you. That's why I'm saying this. The point is that, what happens if you start talking about stuff like this, here's what people say to you like right away. They say, oh, well, you just don't believe in conspiracies. I had some lady block me on Facebook and say I was mocking things because I said it's that this is not some kind of, crisis actor situation. I mean, a dude got up on a 32nd floor of a building and shot some people up. I mean, somebody said it's like shooting from on high. I mean, you're gonna nail like a ton of people right there. Because they're just sitting ducks. They can't move. They can't do anything. They can't defend themselves. They don't know where it's coming from, and it just comes blazing down at them. So, do I know what happened? Absolutely not, and nobody else does. Then you have that stinking, fake, shill, devil-possessed psychopath, Russ Dizdar, coming out and say, oh, these are Black Awakening children, satanic super soldiers, and all this stuff. I want to talk about that guy sometime soon. I think that guy's wicked as hell. Anyway, and I think people that read his book get loopy. I've met some of those people. Yep. I've met some of those people before. Russ Dizdar hates the King James Bible because Russ Dizdar hates authority. He's setting up his own authority. What he's doing is playing mind games with people. He's the satanic super soldier, if you really know the truth about it. He's the stinking nut. Don't follow that guy's garbage. That guy doesn't follow the word of God. He's into spooky, charismatic nonsense that'll waste your life and waste your time and take you off into places that you do not need to go. Okay? And people that follow him, they get crazy. I've met some of them. They call themselves satanic super soldiers, program vampires, and all kinds of weird stuff like that. We've met some of those. You know, and by the way, I understand about conspiracies, because I will tell you something right now. I preach more of conspiracies than any pastor you know, besides a few out there that are out there. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you I have. So I'm not going to, you're not going to be able to falsely accuse me out there that disagree with this video and say, well, you know, you're preaching against false flags. And no, I don't do debates, actually. Whoever asked me that question, I don't do debates. I'm not here to debate. I'm here. I preach. I teach. I give the word of God. I don't waste my time on online debates with people because they end up wasting your time. So, you know, I don't do that. With all due respect, I'm not mad at you. I'm not angry with you. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying I don't do those. I don't have time for that. As far as false flags go, are they out there? Absolutely. My goodness, I can take you. I've preached on them. I know they're there. Okay? I know they're there. All right? Yeah, and then there's the Mandela effect people. Wow, you were trying to explain them that woohoo, cuckoo. Yeah, sorry, they're just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But you're not going to get anywhere with them. Okay, the point is that, you know, I know there are false flags out there. I know our government has done things before. I'm not saying that. But now it's like every time somebody does something, it's automatically a crisis actor, false flag. They show the same chick's picture going like this, and she's just like in different things like that, and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, so what you're saying is that nobody else has done this before. It's never happened before. There's never been anybody die before. Yes, there are things that are staged. I'm not saying that. I don't think this was staged. However, let me say this, and I'm going to say this because I'm just going to give you information that Drudge talks about, and not that Drudge is the gospel or anything like that, but the guy's dad was a psychopath too. Okay, his father was a psychopath. Drudge is reporting some crazy stuff. I don't know what the shooter was paid for. I don't know anything about that, and I'm not going to dispute whether there's some shady involvement there. I do have a problem, and let me say this with all honesty. I do have a problem when somebody says this. Okay, and then the guy just kills himself. Oh, okay, so he just starts shooting everybody up, and then, boom, he's dead. Okay, so, oh, okay, so that guy just, like, offed himself, and he's done. Well, that was quick and convenient, and there are no witnesses, and there's only one lone wolf. Now, there are reports that came out. Drudge reports this and others report this early in the morning, okay, that there was a lady that walked through the crowd like an hour before this happened, and she was like playing with people's hair, and she was saying things like, you're all going to die, you're all going to die, in a spooky Pulp Fiction crazy voice. And yes, the Carl Winters, the Mandela effect is a psyop. Go listen to Jim Wilford's message on the Mandela effect on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Go there. You can see Brother Wilford preached on that last year. Big fake, big show to discredit the authority, just like these things are. You got to be careful, okay, because real people die. Okay, but, you know, they said that, hey, listen, they said that some things happened. Do I believe there's some shady stuff going on? Well, absolutely. But I also do know that behind every conspiracy, there's a spirit. You have to understand it all comes from the devil eventually. That's where it all comes from. Yep, I noticed that too, Brent. There's something weird about that too. And I'm not saying that, okay? I'm not saying that there's not any elements, fringe elements involved with this that push this. I definitely know there's devils involved with it. Because anytime you have killing like that, you have devils. Anytime you have murder, you have devils. One of the end times sins of the, of the end times is murder, sorcery, that's pharmakia, drugs, and pornography. this guy's father was a psychopath. He escaped prison in 1960. He was a killer. This guy, I don't know. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he is yet. It's too early to know. And will we ever really know the truth about all of it? Probably not. But the thing is that when people come out at a very insensitive time and they're like, it's all false flag, none of it's real, it's all crisis actors, nobody died. And it's like, nobody is even caring about these poor folks that lost the lives. There's dying people here. There's people in hospitals dying. There's 518 people injured. There's 518 people injured. There's 58 people that lost their lives. That's not fake. I mean, the country music star is running off the scene trying to get away from it. I mean, this is not fake. This is people really died. People really, and do I think that the devil will use anything? Did people use anything to try to take our guns away from us? Yeah, I do. I think he'll even use guys like Alex Jones to go on Piers Morgan and sound like a raving lunatic. You're not getting our guns, Pierce! I think so. I think, I think there's people out there like that. But anyway, I think there are people out there like that will do that. Mass murder suicide pills. Sorry. I'm laughing at Alex Jones, okay? Because it, after all, it is Alex Jones, okay? But anyway, Alex Jones is your favorite cartoon character that you really wish was real, because there's nobody like that on the planet, okay? Anyway, but the point is this, okay? That there are things like that happen out there, but don't be so quick to jump on that and say that, like, right away, okay? Because that's the thing that people do. They want to jump on that right away, and then the discrediting comes, the disinfo comes. We're not ever going to know ultimately everything that happened, because we know there's a record of our government not telling us the truth. We know that. Okay, and we know that that happens, but we need to be careful. All right, we need to think about those that lost their lives. We need to think about those that, did that. We need to be careful about all these fringe videos that come out where they got all the answers and they're slowing down video and they're doing all this weird stuff and they're this is a false flag or these are crisis actors. Look at this lady. To me, the lady don't even look the same. But to these guys, the lady's like the same. And I'm like, really? This lady just makes the rounds like all the time and she's just like in every video and like, you don't think our government's smart enough not to put the same lady in every video? I don't know. Is it true or not? I don't know, okay? I don't honestly know, because I don't know the lady, okay? The young girl that they always say they use for every video, okay? But honestly, you got to be careful about trusting all these media outlets. I'm talking about the alternative truth movement. You got to be careful about trusting their videos all the time, okay? Some of these people aren't even saved. Some of these people don't even love God. Some of these people, you don't know what they are. They're online, so they can make themselves be whoever they want to be. And they do want to set up this hate for authority as well. I don't think Trump's legitimate. I'm telling you, I don't believe he is. I know there's all kinds of, all these other, I know there's all, I believe me, I believe Republicans and Democrats are two birds of this, that have, or one bird that have the same feathers, one each different wing, or whatever you want to say it, but they're the same birds, they flock together, okay? And I believe, and that's another thing, Brother Jim hit on that. They are conditioning you to respond quickly to something right away. So you just nail something right away. All right? That's what they're conditioning you for. So you just respond to something right away and boom, you're wrong. And then, you've already put yourself out there and discredited yourself. Right? I mean, you've got Democrats already calling for the guns, like right away, like right on point. Right? Nope. Gotta do gun control. How would gun control stop that? How would gun control even? It's so stupid. It wouldn't stop that. You're not going to stop that with gun control. It's just stupid. It's just dumb, okay? It's not going to stop anything. But the point being that we just be careful with your judgment on these things and how fast people get online and put stuff on there and put videos. Like, does it ever make you wonder how these people produce these videos that quickly and upload those? I'm not talking about like talking like this, but they got all these pictures and these shots and all these things, and they're just like doing all this stuff, and they got all this fancy stuff like right away. Does it never make you wonder, like, how did they get these videos up so fast? And how do they put all these pieces together? And how do you know, I got guys that work on videos here, and it takes a while. It takes a while to put those videos together. You don't just put videos together like when you do special videos. Now, I know they're not doing it full time, and these people are doing this stuff full time. But still, how do you put that technology, that video together like right away like that? They got it already in the hopper. And it's like, boom, they're putting it out there. Then you got Russ Dizdar. I'm going to do a show on this. I heard he's doing a show on this, and he's going to talk about this tonight. And he's going to use this to push his satanic black awakening, sick, freaky, weird, spooky nonsense. Okay, because the guy's got devils and he wants to impart devils on people. Look, beware of all these exorcism. I preached on this. These exorcism people, okay, that they're going to exorcise devils out of you. No, they're actually programming people. They actually are programming people to do what they're doing. That's exactly what that Black Awakening's about. He's working for the devil. But you stay tuned. We'll do a video about him. We're going to talk about him. I don't like weird, freaky people that try to pervert the Bible, the Word of God, and try to change it and make it say something else that it doesn't say and swerve people off into studying witchcraft and all kinds of other crazy stuff. It's wicked as hell. You stick to the Word of God. You stick to the Bible. You stick to learning the things of the book and building yourself up in your most holy faith. Now, let me say this to you. I don't know what happened there. All right, exactly. I know people died, and we need to pray for their families and pray for those people that are involved and pray for what happened. Pray for our country. Pray for God's people to get right with God. Because if God's people get right, the nation will get right. The churches will get right. The nation will go a different direction. I just preached on this, Hezekiah's revival. That's right. It takes hours to render those videos, Jim. That's right. So I'm not buying it. Okay. But you know what? Pray for our country. That's the first thing. Pray. Pray for God. Don't pray for the lost heathen out there first. Pray for God's people to get right. Pray for God's, for our homes to get right. Pray for our churches to get right. Pray for those things first. All right? Then pray for lost people to be saved, those in government, high authority, all those things. We may live a peaceable life, the Bible says. But next, if you listen to this video and you're not saved, and, you know, maybe you believe that in conspiracies. I'm not against you, okay? I believe in them too. I've preached on them, okay? I've preached on them. Ivan Bradbury has come on now to try to harass me. Ivan Bradbury's a pervert that stalks me, and I don't have the capabilities of stopping his comments right this second, but he's a pervert that wants to try to hinder the work of the gospel. He's a cyber stalker pervert. So anyway, but you need to be saved, Ivan Bradbury. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and for the wages of your sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And he was buried and he rose again the third day. I believe there's conspiracies. I believe that the devil is out to destroy every man. I believe that he uses governments. I've preached on 9/11. I've preached on all those things. Listen, I want you to be saved. I want your sins to be forgiven you. And only Jesus can do that. I can't forgive your sins. No man can forgive your sins. But the Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. You have a sin problem. Man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and he needs to be saved. All those people that ran out of that and didn't get shot and didn't get killed, those 500 that are injured, they need to be saved. That's the most important thing. Pray for their souls to be saved. Their souls need to be saved. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You'll perish in the lake of fire for all of eternity. For it is appointed a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming upon all men, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, if you're not saved, you need to be saved today. Turn to Jesus, repent, and believe the gospel. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. And no matter what atheist tells you, the Bible has the answer for the atheist. It says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They're fools. They're not atheists. God doesn't believe there's any. God doesn't call them atheists. He calls them fools. The Bible says the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. That's right. They're fools and they need to be saved. People like cyber stalkers out there, they need to be saved. They need to be born again by the Spirit of God and have their sins forgiven them. That's exactly what they need. This cyber stalker that's on here that stalks all my stuff, he needs to be saved. He needs to be born again by the Spirit of God and have his sins forgiven. He's got a dirty, wicked, sinful, disgusting heart that God hates. And God is angry with the wicked every day and has called all men everywhere to repentance. And that's why he's fighting something that he says he doesn't even believe in. He's a perfect example of somebody who knows the Bible is true, but doesn't want to submit to it. He's a dirty, rotten pervert that needs to be born again by the Spirit of God, places perverted stuff all over the internet, and talks like a wicked devil. Because he needs to be saved. See, you wouldn't fight a ghost like that. There'd be no reason to fight. You see, if God wasn't real, this man wouldn't be fighting me right now. Why would he be fighting something that wasn't real? He would go off and live his life. But he can't do that because he's lost. And he knows God's real. And it pricks his conscience. So he has to harass me and harass the people of God. And I thank God that God brings up a live illustration like this man to show us right live that that man needs to be saved. He needs to be forgiven of his sins and needs to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Amen. Praise God for God bringing that up. And then all you people now pray for this man to be saved. Pray God convicts him and gives him no sleep night or day. Pray that he cannot get any rest until he repents and believes the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I know what he is. He's a lost sinner and I pity him. I want him to be saved. I want his sins to be forgiven. Just like all those folks. There that need to be saved. So you all pray for this man. And pray for those others to be saved. That's the key. That's the importance. That's what we take from all this stuff, all these deaths and everything else. These people need to be born again by the Spirit of God and have their sins forgiven. They're dead in trespasses and sins. And by God's grace, they can be saved today. All right, you pray for these folks, all right? All right, have a good day.